USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Members of the House Freedom Caucus urged Speaker Kevin McCarthy to take a tougher stance in negotiations with the White House. They want additional provisions be added to the bill the House previously passed to raise the debt limit, including Republican priorities for border security. The group also wants Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to show her math on the estimate of America's debt default deadline. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis would consider pardons for January 6 defendants as well as former President Trump if he's elected president. In a radio interview, DeSantis said his administration would look at January 6 cases and aggressively look at pardons to those who were victims of weaponization or political targeting by the Department of Justice. Idaho murders suspect Brian Koberger's parents were questioned about the death of a woman who was missing from Pennsylvania.
In May of 2022, Dana Smithers went missing after leaving a friend's house. Nearly a year later, her remains were found in Stroudsburg, a community in the Poconos about 30 minutes from Brian Koberger's home. Koberger is the suspect in the murders of four University of Idaho students. I'm Dave Collins.
Super Typhoon Mawar has strengthened into the equivalent of a category 5 hurricane as it moved westward away from the Mariana Islands and Guam. The Joint Typhoon Warning Center recorded Mawar's maximum sustained winds 185 miles an hour this morning. President Biden approved a disaster declaration yesterday for Guam, which Mawar slammed with heavy rains and powerful winds, knocking out power and downing trees across the U.S. territory. German police have egg on their face after a member of the public was able to slip into a VIP convoy for Chancellor Olaf Scholz and then give him a big giant hug as he prepared to board a plane for Frankfurt Airport. Scholz's office confirmed the incident, which happened late Wednesday. USA News.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion. Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Travelers will be putting the nation's transportation system to the test this holiday weekend.
AAA says a surge of more than 42 million Americans will load up the nation's roads, highways, train hubs, and airports through the next 4 days, with many traveling off on holiday. Good news, gas is about a dollar cheaper than a year ago, steadily rising since Wednesday, though, so filling up on the way out may be a good idea. TSA airport checkpoints will also probably be significantly longer waits with some possible flight disruptions. Traveler numbers up about 6% from a year ago. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Government forecasters are out with their hurricane forecasts 1 week ahead of the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts between 12 and 17 named storms. As many as 9 could become hurricanes, and as many as 4 could be major hurricanes. So what to do now?
It all starts with you and what you do to keep yourself safe.
Florida Senator Rick Scott says there are a lot of questions to answer and tasks to complete to be fully prepared.
Go through what your needs are, 7 days of water, 7 days of food, and you have all your medicine, where to evacuate to, what's the evacuation plans, how far in advance you need to evacuate.
Scott says now is the time to get ready. I'm Richard Johnson.
Since today is officially National Paper Airplane Day, when's the last time you sat down and made one? Lance Pry, USA News.
USA News, on demand. On your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia. She says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today. USAPodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.